Eric Todd Drive Home Show on a beautiful Saturday morning. I'm running some Aaron Todd's in the car with you, my beautiful friends, sharing one beautiful Todd consciousness. Listening to the Raging Lamos. The Raging Lamos out of the great state of New Jersey on WTSR, Total Satan Radio. There used to be a college station out of Trenton, WTSR, Trenton State Radio. But the one DJ, Damian Bloodbath, used to say, Total Satan Radio. Man, these guys were great. The Raging Lamos. It's hard to find anything by them out there. Because they were around in the early to mid-90s. And it just kind of like they were on a compilation and they had a single and a tape. A tape called Boogie Woogie Hijinks, man. But like they folded up before the whole internet thing. And slowly I'm starting to find some stuff. I gotta dig deep. I gotta go like to the dark web. Not really the dark web, but hey, let's get to the day's topics. Let's get to the big news. Jussie Smollett, all charges dropped. Yeah, I know. Most of America is not cheering for that. People are really upset with Jussie. It's a weird name, right? Jussie. People are really upset with him. White people are upset almost as if he accused them personally. And, you know, I got some friends that say, well, you know, he made white people and I guess Trump supporter people look bad by accusing us of doing something, a hate crime. I think we can handle it. Throughout history, certain parts of the country or certain times, you could just accuse a black man of something, anything, and they would just go and they would find the closest black guy walking down the street and he would be arrested for the crime. So I think that we can deal with some weirdo who's got mental problems from some goofy show, making us look bad for, 20 seconds? Like, I didn't even see many black people jump on that story because I think they saw it was bullcrap too, for the most part. But people get all hung up about he tied up the cops. You know, those cops could have been out there solving other crimes. No, they weren't. Look, this was Chicago. Chicago is notoriously corrupt city. They probably weren't solving any other crimes. And even if they were, I don't think it works that way. I don't think they just like drop everything that they're working on when a new case comes in. Hey, Johnny, drop that missing girl case. We got a hate crime against a kid from Empire. Empire? What's Empire? Is that anything like Blue Bloods? I love that Blue Bloods. Nah, Johnny, it's nothing like Blue Bloods. Oh, because I love that Donnie Wahlberg. Yeah, we all know you love Donnie Wahlberg. You're always talking about Donnie Wahlberg. But anyway. And why is everybody so upset when the police are tied up? Or when their time is wasted? Nobody cares when a roofer's time is wasted. or a waiter or a traveling vacuum cleaner salesman. Why are we up to cops' butts all the time? Oh, our boys in blue. Fuck. Get out of here. But that's not why I broke this story up, because I don't want to get in a whole political mumbo-jumbo with you people. What do you mean, you people? Like Donnie Wahlberg? That was my... That whole little bit there was... First of all, I didn't even do a Chicago accent. Second of all, Blue Bloods, I think, takes place in Boston. But I think guys in Chicago... Look, guys like... there's a cop in Chicago that likes Donnie Wahlberg. That was the joke, I think. I'm really not sure what the joke was. You're the ones that tune into this. I don't... Oh, look at this guy on the motorcycle. He's got the big beard, like he uses the beard treatment, and he's got the hair slicked back. Oh, yeah, hold on. I want to yell something at him. F word for gay people! You're an F word for gay people! The F word for gay people, 5-6 letters. Sorry. But anyway, oh, the reason I wanted to bring up Jussie Smollett was... He's getting, now I'm noticing that there's copycats out there. Well, actually, there's not copycats. People have called the police and you know, made false reports for years. But now we're hearing about it in the news. That's what I should say. We're hearing about it now. In Dundee, Florida, a 32-year-old man called the police and told him that he was robbed. I'm sorry. That he was assaulted and robbed. For his wallet and his necklace. Also, he didn't have to show up for his shift at Hardee's. That wasn't a very good sound effect for that. Hold on. So, 32-year-old man in Dundee, Florida. Yeah, the man from Florida. Everybody loves that. That's another thing. People are all... Anyway. 32-year-old man from Florida calls the police, tells him he was robbed, so he doesn't have to report to his shift at Hardee's. Now, this is a freaking... fraud that I can get behind. First of all, I don't think that this guy's charges should definitely be dropped. You know that he was thinking to himself, if the guy from Empire can claim that he was beat up and a hate crime and not lose his job on the Empire show, then I can do this, not lose my job at Hardee's, but get a night off from Hardee's, because I'm 32, I work at Hardee's. That sucks. So this guy... This hero. We call these guys one of Eric Todd's heroes. That's going to be a new thing on the show. Did you ever know you're Eric Todd's hero? You don't want to go to work at Hardee's. To most people, you're a 32-year-old zero. But you are the wind beneath Todd's wings. The wind beneath Todd's... This... 32-year-old hero and Jussie Smollett. I'm going to have to throw Jussie in there because Jussie is like the Rosa Parks of Crying Wolf. I have inspired me to start the Eric Todd Innocence Project. When people do wacky crimes and we get a little bit of entertainment out of it, I say they're innocent, and I would hope that this show eventually stretches to other parts of the country so I can actually get some of the Eric Todd listeners to like, go to the court, support these people. If I could get down to Dundee, Florida, I would be there. Like, you remember when, like, celebrities would get DUIs and, like, other DUI celebrities would show up, like Gary Busey, and, you know, would sit there to support Charlie Sheen or what was the one guy, Iron Man, the guy who plays Iron Man? That'll be Eric Todd. I'll sit there when my hair slicked back, and I'll grow a beard like that guy on the motorcycle, and I'll sit there all stoic, and I'm here with you, man, Dundee from guy from Dundee, Florida. I'm with you. So that's how that would go down. I got to talk to security at this building here. I gotta go in. I have a job interview. Not really a job interview. Wow. Here he comes.
What's up?
I got to go get a... I had a TB test for a job. Yeah, so okay, I got to go in there. All right, thank you. So anyway, I got a job, but I had to get a TB test, and now they're going to check my TB. I can't talk too much about the job, because... But it's a good job. I'm excited. It has to do with helping people, and I like people. You may not know that. You may not be able to tell that I like people from some of the way I talk on this show, but I really do. I do. I love people. That's why I do this wacky thing. But anyway, Jussie Smollett and the guy who inspired by Innocence Project, and there'll be more about that when I return from my test. And I'm back, tuberculosis free. I know you're all excited to hear that. Aren't you going to come along on these rides with me? I want to thank everybody who's been listening, because there's really no rhyme or reason to this program. I like to do a podcast, and right now, I'm in the works. Well, I'm thinking about either getting something set up in my garage, or I've been talking with somebody else about doing something here or there. But I like to do this little drive home thing. It's kind of like just fun for me. And if you guys listen and enjoy it, that makes me happy. I know Darren Martinez, Midnight Martinez, has been listening. So I'm going to give a shout out to him. My boy Harold Shoup, he hit me up. I got some feedback from him. He said that that last episode makes him want to come to my backyard to throw axes at people. Now, for those who didn't listen, I was talking about those places where you pay to throw an axe, and how stupid I think that is when you can just throw an axe in your backyard. I didn't say anything about throwing them at people, Harold. So, you know, you got a little couple screws loose there, pal, but I love you, Shoup Dog. But, you know, so the Eric Todd Innocence Project, we're going to, you know, people that, like, I'll give you an example. Like, there was a story. Like, there's this guy that wanted to go to fucking Hardee's. Who wants to go to Hardee's? Who wants to go to work? Fuck that. Innocent, right? One time, there was a story. I read one time. This guy was, I guess he was in the cooler at a beer place. And somehow he got locked in there, and the place closed. And so he hung out all night drinking beer. And they tried to get him with robbery. No, was he supposed to do? Just sit there all night in the freezing cold? I would have drank the whole... You know what? Screw that. Innocent. The Eric Todd Innocence Project. I hope everybody's on board with me for that. We're going to be scouring the news, you know, usually the bizarre articles, trying to find people that we can be of service to, that we can help in their time of need. People that are being wrongfully accused of, well, they're being rightfully accused because they did it, but what they did was cool or fun or entertaining to us. You see, I think the jails should be filled with people who murder, rape, or hurt children. I don't think we should be bothering you don't want to tie up the boys in blue. Don't tie them up with crap, you know. Or don't tie up our judicial system with silliness. We all love silliness. We all enjoy a little silliness now and then, don't we? Here in the modern world. The Motley Crue movie came out last week. This is it. I got to talk about it because evidently it's a big story. It's all anybody's talking about. But it's weird is that hardly anybody's talking about the movie. For some reason, and no, I didn't see the movie. For some reason, Netflix put out a Motley Crue movie. And everybody in America heard the voice of God or of Vince Neil or something, like echo in the back of their mind and their subconscious say, "What do you think about Motley Crue?" And then they heard Why don't you write down about it on social media? Because everybody, all of a sudden, is writing their opinion of Motley Crue. Not the movie, mind you, but of Motley Crue all over. And it's like, how self-important do you think you are that people give a shit? Oh, well, I liked their first album, but after that, it was all crap. All right? I've always been a big Motley Crue. Like, okay, so the movie's out. And you want everybody to know now that you are always a fan. Okay, that's one of the things. Or, I watched the movie, but I only liked the early stuff because you're one of those cool punk rock metal guys that you can't admit that you liked anything after Shout at the Devil. Like, nobody cares what you think about Motley Crue. I like this song, Girls, 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 because it's just funny to me. It's funny how they name strip clubs. And at one point, he names a place called the Marble Arts. That doesn't sound like a strip club. It sounds like a gay bathhouse. Like, the Marble Arts sounds like a place with a bunch of, like, statues of guys with their dongs hanging out. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But I'm just saying, it doesn't sound like a strip club. And then at one part in the song, he says, have you heard the news in the Soho Tribune? You know she did it to me, and then she broke my heart. No, I didn't read that news. What kind of fucking newspaper is this? Reporting on Vince Neil's lap dances. And I wish it was the Soho Picayune, because I like the word Picayune. Have you heard the news? This is the kind of shit that makes me laugh. See, I wouldn't expect anybody else in the world to find this funny. But I find it funny, so here we go. Have you heard the news in the Soho Picayune? Did you read that article by Gerald Updike? That's another word I like. That's my favorite last name is Updike. I wish my last name was Updike, and I wish I wrote for a Picayune. Thanks for tuning in. I love you guys. This is the Eric Toddcast. Have fun.